A trade deal with Japan is one of the recent trade deals the Trump administration has finalized. CJ Miller reports now how that deal could benefit America's grain and livestock producers.
I think that's really important to remember because it wasn't that long ago where we were at a severe disadvantage tariff-wise.
And that's Dan Hallstrom, president and CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation. That new trade deal sets a 15% tariff rate on Japanese goods coming into the U.S. President Trump also announced that the deal will increase market access for U.S. ag products. Hallstrom says there was a sense of relief once that new trade deal was announced with Japan, which is the second largest market in the world for U.S. pork and beef exports.
2024, we saw about $1.9 billion on beef and about $1.4 billion on pork for a total of about $3.3 billion in sales. And it's been pretty consistent right in that range.
According to President Trump's executive order, Japan will purchase $8 billion in U.S. corn, soybeans, fertilizer, bioethanol, and sustainable aviation fuel. I'm CJ Miller.
And I'm Eric Pfeiffer. Find more farm news anytime at HoosierAgToday.com. This is Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's leading farm network.